Smoking dope till I get hiccups. I think I need a pickup. Someone to pick me up, cause these pills got me real high up. But these hoes mad, hoes mad. I think I fucked up best friend, a cousin. I got these bitches staring. They fighting, they texting me some weird shit. Oh man, hoes mad.
Welcome back to the GVGB podcast, episode 29. It's that nigga Mark once again. Shout out to Aries, James. We got James in the house sitting in. And then we got Triton. Shout out to Triton out there. We got a special guest for y'all. Oh, wait, first off, Jesse's sitting in as well. Jesse, just, I don't know if she's going to chime in or not. Yes, I am putting you on blast.
8 for 8.
But 8 for 8. This will make it 8 for 8 for Jess. But we got a special guest flown in from Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, sir.
We got Money Is.
Let's get it. We got never before seen. Yeah. Live in the flesh, man. Vegas.
D Green. He's in the house. He's gonna talk about a couple shits for us. We gonna listen in.
Cause y'all motherfuckers not living. I'm gonna show y'all punks how we really get down. Real life, real culture shit. None of that. I hear a song, it's cool and all. Nah, real talk. All the shit they talk about in the songs, niggas didn't live that shit and do it to this day. You don't even wanna know what I did last night. No bullshit.
Okay. Very good. That's a great.
We can get into that. You can ask me what I did. All right,
we're gonna get into it.
And then the night before that.
All right. All right, so then since you got so much shit to get off your chest. First thing. All right, so then. All right, so you lived here in Vegas.
Yep.
But you're born and raised in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that most of us know about Chicago is probably like Kanye, Chance,
mm-hmm.
DJ Academics, weak ass YouTube. On Chirac, and then that's probably about it. Like I need you to kind of like paint a picture, fill in the blanks for us, like for people that never been to Chicago or really know what it's like to actually live there, especially in our age group specifically. Not so much like older generations. Like it's shit's changed. 2018 Chicago's different from what it was 30 years ago. So
okay. So I'm gonna start from being just like younger, like. Living in Chicago, it's like, man, I don't even know where to start, man. Shit, like, it's so much culture and shit. Like, the stuff that you, like, hear about, like, you know, just, it's really like the movies, like, all honesty. Like, you grow up listening to songs and shit, and then you never think that you'll, like, actually, like, get to that level, like, seriously, like, you see real strife, like, you see, like, racist type shit, you see a lot of hater shit, man, it's just a lot of shit that goes on, and you come up, and by the time you, like, 14, you done faced a lot of, like, shit that, like, people from other places don't even, like, get to, so... It's a bunch of, like, risk. Everybody, like, takes risk. Like, their parents don't know where their kid is most of the time. It's a lot of lying. A lot of cheating. Everybody's cheating on everybody. And nobody's mad about it either.
It just is?
Yeah, that's the way it go.
How did they get there, though?
It's just people, a lot of people, you know. I wasn't supposed to make it past 25. Okay. It's a lot of that going on. So, you know, people really living their best life in Chicago because
they just really
you see a lot. Like, everybody knows somebody like that died from like violence before they graduate high school, all that type of shit. And Chicago got like areas and places and things you do. You have to like go through it. You can't really like go around it almost. It's like a normal thing, you know?
There's no avoiding it.
Yeah, it's no avoiding it. Like, either it's going to make you or break you, you know? You're gonna figure out where you stand in Chicago. That's how it kind of is growing up. And it's great, too. It's, like, real soulful, like, barbecues and shit. All of that, man. Like, the family shit. Man, like, going to the beach. Lakeshore, like, we do have the best city to me. Skyline, like, city, because the city, like, has, like, a beach, you know what I mean? A full city. That's, like, unheard of. And we got a river, like, flowing through the city, all type of shit like that. You know, so growing up in Chicago is lit. That's all I got to say, man. It's super lit.
You said specifically, like, there's some real shit that happens that make or break you before you're even 18.
Mm-hmm.
What's one example of something that did that for you?
When this girl I was in love with didn't love me and shit. She was older than me. I was probably like 12, maybe. 12, yeah. I was 12. I had to accept the shit. So that kind of...
How old was she?
She was like 14. She was going to high school. She's fine as hell, though. I got to show you a picture of her, for real. That's the girl I told you today while I was on the plane. I damn near had a daydream about it. I was fucking tweaking in my chair and shit. Like, and I know the niggas next to me like, yo, this dude bugging up right now, like, in this plane chair. I got the middle seat and shit. So my legs, you know, I'm pissed off. All that funny shit was going on, but.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, type shit like that. And, like, another instance where something, like, could break you. I don't know, like, you just getting cussed out on some black people shit, like, all type of shit, hating your mom, all type of shit like that. It's all of that going on. You getting, the school, you know you acting bad in school, like,
yeah.
I got in trouble in fourth grade for telling us, for walking to school and saying, yo, this girl got some big ass titties. Like, she fake got implants. It's fourth grade. She had real fucking implants. And then I really, like, had my mouth on her titties, like, when I was, like, 23. Like, and it was destined, like, and she got the best boobs I ever put my mouth on to this day. Like, I'm not even joking. And she's damn near not even 5 feet. Had a wreck in fourth grade. Damn, the summertime had some motherfucking summers in the water. What was she was sipping?
Summers in
damn.
The water.
Yeah, I got called down to the office. They're like, people saying implants. I'm like, gee, this is so like childish right now. I was very mature when I was younger. I'm dead ass. I was like, this is some childish ass shit. And then one time somebody got
teachers that.
I literally was in the principal thing. I'm like, bro, are y'all really bringing me down here? Because somebody said, I said the girl got implants. The girl wasn't even mad. It was a stupid-ass friend. And then one time I got pulled down to the office because they found a porno tape in my book. And my fucking book was lost for like a fucking month. So I'm over here passing shit, passing tests like it ain't shit.
Yeah.
But my book ended up missing with a porno tape in it. This not my fucking tape. I got called to the office for that. But that shit ain't break me or nothing. And some other cool shit too, like grade school.
Yeah.
Like the girls that would be older, like the eighth graders, we would be in sixth grade, and I would like buy the girls like Flamin' Hots and shit before school, and they'd be like, "Oh, thank you, you my little baby." Da 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 da. It'd be so funny and shit. And then girls used to like we had a little window in our classroom. While the teacher was talking, they'll be pointing like, yo, go sign out so you can come to the bathroom. We go to the bathroom, and then they like flash their titties at us and shit. Like, I guess I was the titty man. Like, I don't know what's going on.
From very young, you were the titty man.
Yeah. And no cap.
Two chains.
And no cap either. I could call motherfuckers when I was in kindergarten, I really was in cots with other bitches. Like, well, they ain't bitches. They little, we little kids. But yeah. I was in cots with like other chicks. Like, I've been on this player, this shit, this Mac shit, and I ain't just talking. This real. We could call some motherfuckers for real. I need to open up that hotline and get that merch. I'm like, yo. Oh, you remember this? I should get down and do it, but it ain't even worth it. Y'all better believe it. Y'all got nothing to lie for.
So that's just some Chicago shit.
That's the type of shit youngins go through in Chicago, man.
All of y'all like that? Like all the niggas that you grew up with?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But the thing is, we also were very intelligent, and we are gentlemen too, like, still. But we just do, like, fun lit shit.
Yeah,
it's really the rap music that got me in it. Like when I was 8, yeah. I heard Marshall Mathers LP and it was over. That's when I started cursing. Like Eminem said, "Fuck it," so I was like, "Yeah, fuck this." So Marshall got me on that. And ever since, man, it's been lit. Like I'm the first person to ask my music teacher, like, "Could I see the keyboard?" And all the kids want to go in there. I was trying to make the grinding beat and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I did it, whole class going crazy as shit. Oh, yeah. And everybody trying to do it next period. I'm like, y'all so damn lame, man. Trying to copy my shit. Shit like that annoy you, you know what I mean?
What's, like, throughout the last, like, 30 years, like, with Chicago music kind of, like, coming out on top, and it's going through all these changes and shit like that, Kanye and Common, niggas like that, Do or Die, Twista, niggas having to nigga, that was like,
nah, for real, I know about that.
But they obviously, that's not the type of music that most of these niggas is making right now, just cause like different influences or whatever, like, mm-hmm. shit's changed up. You got other niggas that came in, Sosa, mm-hmm. coming in,
mm-hmm.
him leading the pack, like with some drill,
man,
shit.
That time period was crazy, man. Y'all don't even get it, bro. I'm talking about, like, man, shout out to Chief Keef too. Shout out to all the Glory Boys, all of them, man. They turned the city the fuck up. I was living in LA and I came back home, Don't Like Drop. The shorties was two turned.
What was that like? Don't Like was crazy.
It's like having three niggas in a car and you look over and they just banging they set. And it's like they was off drugs, bro, just really going hard. Like it wasn't no game. Parties, like what? Crazy. It's crazy. It's very hard to explain that. I ain't gonna lie. But like with the older rappers, like my sister 12 years older than me, so
she put you
used
on?
To, yeah, she used to rap Twista, all that Do or Die, Poe Pimpin', all that shit. So
yeah.
All of that Chicago music, like it just trickled down. We got our own sound basically in like two different ways. Like the GLC? Fast rap way, yeah. GLC, that's the boy. That's the big homie. I see him all the time. Yeah. Yeah, we all be around each other, man.
What kind
of I met Fredo, all of that. Fredo.
You met Fredo?
Yeah. R.I.P. I met Fredo when I met Travis.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Hell yeah. And what's it called? His name, Blood Money. But that's Chief Keef's other cousin. He died too, but.
Damn.
Yeah, man, niggas really live that shit. Shit's not a game. So all y'all niggas in Vegas who think that shit funny, y'all don't got no clue, man. Motherfuckers are you really pissing, bro. It's some real crazy Facebook videos of people, like, getting tied up in Chicago, kidnapped, shot, all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who had, out of all those artists you named, who had the most influence on you?
Mr. West, man. Definitely Kanye West. He had a big influence on everybody. When he dropped, he shut the city down. All that soul music and shit, it was on fire. It was over with. Pretty much.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was over with.
Still to this day?
Yeah, still to this day. Motherfuckers know what it is. But the youngest, man, they really rock with, like, G Herbo. They love Herbo. They love Sosa. But Herbo got it right now. They love that Herbo, man.
What about Chance and Vic?
Of course, yeah.
But is it different?
It's sort of different. Like, Chance is, like, widely accepted. Like, it's, like, say if the news come or something, you like, we throwing some shit on, or like, Chance is like, he like out of this world, like how Kanye is, you know? And Vic too, like when Vic did You Mad and shit, it's crazy. And anytime he pop out, it's like that. But you know, current situation, motherfuckers hating, but when the niggas pop out, niggas is out in the town, motherfuckers know what it is. And the bitches don't forget. So you can follow them. They definitely ain't forget. And that's the most important part.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it's all niggas at your shit. See, everything we have, it's not all that corny shit either. And in Chicago, when you growing up, back to the first question, it's like you're judged immediately. Like, if you on that suicide type shit, well, tell your mom or your dad, like, what's finna happen, because nigga, you might contemplate it and do it, because niggas not getting no fuck. They gonna talk about your shoes, all that funny shit, and they gonna do it all fucking night and day and come up with the best shit you ain't heard of. Like, the teachers will start laughing, like, no cap. It's really bad, like, no joke. Like, they say your name crazy, like, all that. Like, say, like, this is one dude, he used to be like, stop, stop. And I used to be like, stop, Jimmy, Geronimo, stop, Mr. Rocco. Whole class dead, like, the nigga mad, like, it's crazy. Or, like, I remember this one smart motherfucker in high school, he couldn't finish his test, and I'm like, damn, boy, Elon, you ain't finna finish your test. And he over here mad as hell, he's, oh, man. Like, it's always about pissing people off, like, it ain't no joke, like, we coming for your neck. That's that type of shit. So you got to have thick skin, man. Your parents are going to talk about you. Like, no joke. Like, no joke. My mom used to call me a pussy. Like, before I was like, I'm dead serious. Before I was 10, she like, we not with that pussy shit. Like, for real. Like, I remember one time with swinging with my sister, and I don't think I could do it or something. And I was pissed, and I threw my hat, and my sister be telling on me like a motherfucker. She stopped that shit, though. But my mom was like, yeah, that's some pussy shit, bro. I can't. Be having that go on, so you be getting tough skin. It's because the way they was raised, like, they parents and shit, Chicago is just, like, real, bro.
So
and Mark's going to come out to Chicago. He going to have we're going to have the podcast part 29.2, and it's going to be a video. And he going to video everywhere that we go. We got some spots that we going to hit.
Yeah.
And y'all going to see for y'all self. But... yeah, that's pretty much it.
So I was about to ask you, since you said that's how your mom treated you and probably how her parents treated hers and then back and back and back. That's how, when you have your little ones, that's what you're going to do too? 8 years old, don't be on some pussy shit.
damn near. If they do it, if they do show a trait, we not doing that. Like,
you got to nip it in the butt.
We not doing that. That's why, like, I plan on living like in L.A., but they automatically got to come to Chicago, like, because the city going to do it to their ass.
Yeah.
They going to be all soft and shit to, you know, I'm bringing them around some people near that age, and they going to be salty. You know, people play basketball, too. That's where it stems from, also. It's a real basketball city.
Yeah.
And people travel.
More than like, football or baseball or anything like that?
Hell, yeah. And, you know, people, older brothers be gangsters, like, real ones. Like, I get my brother, or... niggas hard fouling, like, you can't hard foul somebody, like, it's wild shit like that, like.
You balled too, right?
Yeah.
You were a hooper?
Sir, I was doing my thing. I was, y'all can YouTube my government name. We're gonna do that. I was windmilling and shit. I was doing crazy stuff, man, but it was fun, but I had to stop hooping. I got caught up with girls and shit, so.
You didn't want to do college?
Nah, I played terrible in my home games, like, all the time. I was distracted. It was crazy.
Home games were too much.
Yeah, I was booty in home games, bro. Like, I was ass.
Why?
Because the crowd, gee, it's just like, what? Like, it's just crazy, bro. I wasn't ready for it, man. Regret that. Yeah, I regret that, man. Because I got shit I got to deal with. I hope them two girls don't talk to each other. Or, you know, high school was hectic. Y'all know I had to delete my Facebook, too. They was hacking my shit. putting up nude pictures of my girl and shit. I don't appreciate that. If you ever listen to this podcast, you know what's up. You ain't never gonna reveal yourself.
Oh shit.
And it's your only response, by the way.
So wait, when you were talking about Kanye and all that kind of shit, because you told me that you do music. So what about Kanye's influence made you want to be like, all right, let me do this shit. Let me try to do this.
Shit, I mean, he showed a form of bravery to, because Kanye, think about it, like, Chicago is a city about all gangster shit, like, for real.
Yeah.
So they're not really trying to hear that backpack shit. Don't get me wrong, it's like backpack niggas are just, like, smart niggas. I would say, like, nerds, like, because nerds, like, they fucking make the world better. Like, to have somebody that's, like, knowledgeable about certain topics, like, just not goofing off, because all that tough shit, I'm talking about it because it's real. I'm not talking about it because it's cool, you feel me?
Yeah.
Because I think, like, violent shit, it's what people, like, resort to when they can't express themselves in, like, other ways, you know? Because it make them so mad. Like, yeah. It make them so mad they just want to end you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it was Kanye's bravery, man. And it's just the lyrics. If you look into the lyrics, man, he spoke the shit, like, everybody felt that. There's no way you couldn't. So I remember this one lyric when I was with my mom. And my mom laughed at this. She only laughed at Kanye. Like, when he said, if my manager insults me again, I will be assaulting him. After I fuck the manager up, then I'm going to shorten the register up. Like, she laughed, like, out loud, hollering. Like, that's that Chicago shit. Like, we say wild ass shit like that. Like, boy, like, fuck that boy, like, da-da-da, or so-and-so got you, boy, fuck that, da-da-da, you feel me? It's crazy. It's crazy, man. It's really funny people in Chicago. Yeah. It's like that. Real jokes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, you were telling me about All Day, like, writing All Day, that all those niggas in the studio, just all jokes, just straight up.
Nah, facts, man. Facts. You talking about All Day, like Kanye All Day?
Yeah.
Like in the studio?
Yeah, you were telling me about how they came up with all the little funny shit. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. Like how Kanye collab, like, what was some funny shit like?
Fake Denzel.
Yeah, fake like Denzel, the like the Allstate nigga. If you run into me, better have Allstate with you. You a Rico Suave nigga. Like that's some shit like yo looking ass, like you a goofy, like you a clown type shit like that. Like that's all we be doing, man. And you feel it, like your friends will tell you a clown, and you'll be like, gee, am I doing some real clown shit? Like you be concerned, bro. Like
you second guess.
And if you really are, you like, fuck. Like I'm on some clown shit right now. Like
oh no.
Yeah, nah, for real. It's deep, G. So if you ain't ready for this shit, don't come. Period.
Just me?
No, I'm not talking. You coming. We popping out.
I'm already on the way. I bought a ticket.
Yeah, he's on the way. Watch part two, man. Y'all listen to this. We're going to have a video, bro.
By that point, we'll have video. By that point,
we're going to see how Mark makes it in Chicago. How many? He's going to do like 4 hours.
We're going to Mark Survival Chicago. Shots out.
I'm going to make him stand outside of Old Block for longer than 10 seconds.
For longer than 10 seconds? I don't know if I can. We'll have to see.
I'm gonna get you a rainbow wig too. And you got it. No, you gonna yell Treyway like would you yell Treyway?
Huh?
Would you yell Treyway?
He can't say it, I can't say it.
You know. If I told you to yeah, it'd be on your ass, bro. For real.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, it'd be on your ass, man. I ain't gonna do that to you. I'm gonna have you live. You and me, shit. Shit gonna happen to me because I'm with your ass. Being silly.
If you had to wrap up Chicago 2018 in one word, what would you describe it as?
Fucking lit. Lit. Super lit. That's two words, but it's just lit, bro.
It's lit.
Lit.
What makes it lit?
Gee, the nightlife, linking up with your homies.
Yeah.
Shit, just the Chicagoan type of person. You could always, like, talk to somebody, like, standing in line, like, y'all all got something in common with each other. Like, yeah, we make jokes like, man, this shit's weak. Or we see in Chicago, people be complaining. Like, we got, you know, we have business etiquette, but we, like, when we not at our business place, we, like, on bullshit. Like, everything we talking about is like, yeah, man, fuck that. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. It's just, it's, like, free. It's That's just right. some free shit.
What would you tell someone who's never been to Chicago, don't know nothing about it, going there for the first time?
Like, man, I would recommend so many great places. Like, we have great hotel, lounge areas.
Yeah.
You know, I would tell them don't dress like a fucking dickhead, too. Because if you plan on getting any type of play, you got to come correct. Go to the beach, lake. Like, in the summertime, it's crazy, man. The rooftops, man, like, the views and shit, it's, like, beautiful. Like, it's very dope. So, I would recommend that. I recommend get Harold's Chicken. Get mild sauce on your shit. You know it's the spot, man. I'm really addicted to it. It's really crazy. Like, no joke. It's crazy. And shout out Kim K, but everybody was mad as hell when she came out there and got the dry-ass chicken with the waffle, like, man, everybody was really not happy, Kim. I'm so sorry you say it, but
because she didn't get the mild sauce on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna have to, I'm gonna have to talk to Ye about that when I do meet him
in person.
Nah, we spoke on the phone though before briefly.
Damn,
that was dope. Childhood shit. I felt like I had purpose in that arena because that's the shit I grew up, you know, fucking with. So the person you fuck with the most,
yeah,
tell you, you know, his people say that you dope and shit. You know, you're going to see each other, like, in the future. That's dope. Yeah. That's the type of shit that make you live. You feel me? Take risk and believe in yourself. That's what the fuck we do.
Yeah.
The people I be around. You feel me? We do what we supposed to do. We young, man. We young. Still do it, man.
That's some good shit.
Facts. Fuck who hating, man. Go fuck they bitch or some shit. No. Tell them suck a dick or something. It's fucking Treyway.
Okay.
But I was selling seafood. Crash a coupe, so I had to recoup. Hit a dealership, said I need two. Boot it up, and I had to reboot.
You excited?
gang shit. It's the gang of kill yourself. You know what time it is. It's that Scoom Squad, Save Money, Rock Boys. Gotta shout that out.
The Rock?
ROC. Hove. Happy B-Day, Hove. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to B.
All right. So what is it...
This is what I got to get off my chest.
All right, because you going off about something. You trying to spit some real shit.
I'm trying to give y'all game, first off.
You trying to tell the truth. You trying to get the people to, yeah, let to me listen to you. Go ahead. You just need a minute to warm up. Jesse, you want to say something while you got 30 seconds?
No.
All right, cool. I'm not going to count this as an 8 for 8. If you're not going to, you haven't said one word. All right, you're still seven.
Okay, I'll say you're three.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
So, fellas, ladies, fuck with whoever you want to fuck with. If you young and you want to get married or some shit, that's cool. Or you want to have a boyfriend, take it serious. But when you take something serious and your girl play you and cheat on you, and then you come around me, you can't be the shit no more if you sad. Period. You a therm. Be honest, bro. Like, if you like want to be like, I'm gonna just give you like from my perspective. If you want to be with like whoever you want, like just openly, and you tell girls that, they would like appreciate that shit rather than you them thinking that you're the only one that y'all talking to. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some people just go off of like vibes, how they feel, how the night's going, you know what I mean? Like, with no attachment type shit. All this possessive shit, like, you don't possess nobody. Like, you don't own nobody, like, at the end of the day. Like, y'all got agreements, but somebody got the right to break the fucking agreement. Like, you know what I mean? So, all this sad, possessive shit, that shit gotta stop, man. Like, tell the girls, like, who you interested in, what's really good. Like, I don't know. It's just very, like, frustrating me. But the thing is, I don't deal with that, and most of the people I'm around, we don't deal with that type of, like, issue. But I see it's, like, rampant. It's, like, really weird. It's kind of weird to me. But a lot of girls are, like, you know, they just be, like, just be straight up with me and, like,
what about the whatever. Opposite? What about the opposite?
What you mean?
When dudes get sad because, like, they thought that they were the only one or whatever, but these girls are, like, been messing with all these dudes or whatever.
I'm saying it's lame if they didn't know that. You know what I mean? They're corny as fuck to me, like.
But you would say the same thing to those women, like.
Like, if your girl cheated on you, if your girl cheated on you, I mean, you should just be, like, boo, because you should always have some shit backed up. Like, you should be able to walk out the house without using no phone to hit nobody up. And you should be able to go, you know, link up with some chicks or, you feel me, like, have a conversation with, like, a cool chick that you meet. You know what I mean? Like, you got to have that type of confidence. All that, like, I'm sad shit, that shit crazy. Because girls be, like, joking about the shit, like, real talk. So, it's kind of funny, but most people from the shot know that they don't really be tripping on that shit.
They don't trip on like that type of shit.
Nah, no, they don't.
Like the cheating or all that.
Nah,
like
they just said. it's just certain dudes that they be wanting to be with, and they'll be, oh man, fuck that, da da da. You know what I mean? And dudes do it too. They'll be like, man, I don't care if she did anything, I'm still gonna be with her, and that's perfectly fine with me. It's all like choice thing. But like the sad shit, don't act like you don't know what's possibly going on.
So you're saying,
and if it happened, don't be like,
don't be sad because you be, but no, if you know what's going on and you're sad, then that's weak. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Don't do that. If you have no idea, like, you're absolutely shocked.
Yes. Like, and then when you meet the girl, you like be, you so on her. Like, girls don't even like when you be on them like that. Like, give them some space, bro. Like, really though, give them some damn space. Like, because eventually when you become, like, your boy, you're going to run into somebody who, like, yeah, I think that girl's cute. And you know who said that? The girl I'm with. So when you get to that point, you're not going to have no issues. I tell my girlfriends, not my girlfriends, my, like, homegirls, like, hey, yo, tell her to come over here, da-da-da, and all that. Like, when you get to the point where a girl goes through your phone and sees all that raunchy shit that be in my shit and she like it, that was, like, unbelievable. I'm like, yeah, this is the way it's supposed to be. What the fuck we got to hide shit for? I got multiple naked women in a picture on my phone. She said I want to have this before the year is over. Like, that's real shit. And what happened after that? We was getting mimosas. She left with me. And then we went to the bowling alley. You feel me? And we did a little bowling. She broke her nail for me and all that. I was really, like, flattered by that shit. But we was making out and all that shit. Like, it was crazy. I was just on a spree. And then we went in the photo booth, had a little bit of sex. And you know what made me mad? No, I didn't finish, you know. I wasn't that like, oh, fuck everybody. I'm getting in up in this photo booth. But I was like, yo, she's like, yeah, pull your, I'm, yeah. You know, I had her like, okay. I'm like, yeah. Because before then, at the mimosa place, I took her to the men's bathroom stall. We did, please. And then somebody and then somebody came in there and was like, "Hey, get out of there." So then I held her hand, but I made out with her the first time in the bathroom. But I held her hand as we walked out when we got kicked out. This is during the day, by the way, on a Sunday. In the morning. Bottomless Mimosas. Downtown. But with the guy, like, he was older, because I was with my friend for his mom's, like, birthday party or something. And he was like, "I saw you in the bathroom. I walked in and I just turned around like, oh, I see this nigga doing. Let me turn around." So it was a lit day. But I was mad. We was in a photo booth getting it cracking for a little second. And I came out and I didn't take no photos. I'm like, who has sex in a photo booth and don't take photos?
That would have been tight. You could have kept those forever.
Yeah, man. But we was like, fuck this bowling. We was going to exits. I was trying to get it on. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Like, eventually, you feel me? Like, you won't have to hide shit from your girl. Like, she could go through your phone. Like, it's so high school when somebody mad, like, at another girl just at this age. Or maybe it's just me, but because of, like, what I've been through. But I like monogamous relationships also, but she got to be, like, to the par, like, where it's like that. But I kind of see myself with, like, a bi woman. I don't know. Who knows the future? Stay tuned.
Just stay tuned.
And this ain't gonna come back to bite me either. We ain't switching shit up.
Is that the craziest like, situation you've been with a woman?
Mm.
Like the photo booth men's.
That was lit. My other one was the hotel one. I was at the Swiss Hotel on Wacker Drive. Me and my homies had a big-ass suite, stupid windows and shit. We walk up in there, we instantly get to recording and sending that to all the little tings. Like, look where I'm at. This is like on Saturday day. Like, it's when KD was still on the OKC. And then my homie had some, you know, little coupling and shit. So I'm damn. So I guess we chilling today. Shit. So we just pulled up, chilling. They get hungry and want to go to Hooters. I had a chick ready to come over. She's like, "Yeah, I'm day drinking, I'm at a bar right now." It's like 11:30, so I'm, what? Bet. She's like, "Yeah, I'm pulling up." So my friends leave. I stay behind. So I'm going on the elevator, and the elevator, we on like the 60th floor, penthouse shit. The elevator stopped at like 30. Then this girl come on there with these freckles, light skin. She was, like, glazing towards me, and I'm looking at her. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and then she was like, "I left my bag with my boyfriend, and I just want some cigs. Like, I just got here. Like, could you just go, like, help me get them, da-da-da?" And I instantly said, what? Like, what do you – I wasn't ready for that. Like, I'm just chilling. I'm have a girl on the way, like – I'm not trying to be spending time with your ass when I got somebody coming, like, to the room. So I got on my phone, and I was finna text her, like, "Yo, give me a second." But I was like, fuck it. She don't even need to know I'm doing this. So I just hopped in the cab with her because she said she'll pay for it. So we in the cab. She like, "Yeah, I knew you could help me, da-da-da," because she asked, you know, where she could get some, like, drugs, you know. So she was from out of town. And I told her I would assist her as best as I could. And she really fucked with it. But me, feel me, I'm wearing my Ravs, my yellow Ravs. I'm drippy, but I'm calm because I've been sipping lean and shit. So I don't really, you know, care. I'm just like, she cool, she bad. But this girl's like in the hotel for me, like on the way, parking. I'm not studying her, bro. But she's like, "Yeah, I'm just a real sexual person." She start deviating and shit. We get the cigarettes and we go back and we talk. And she's like, "Yeah, my boyfriend," because this girl got a boyfriend and she's staying in a hotel. So I'm like, "This." And we sitting and she ordering food. I'm sitting in the lobby. I don't know what her boyfriend looked like. I'm like, "Gee, this nigga could walk in at any second right now." I'm with this nigga girlfriend at the table. Like, what the fuck? So I'm like, "Is this boyfriend real or not?" And she's like, "Yeah, everybody at the front desk, they know who I am, da-da-da." And we walk past them and shit, and she doing little cute little shit, and they really like showing her attention. Like, they knew her. I'm, what the fuck is this? So she ordered the food. I give her my room number. Like, yeah, my boy's going to be back in a minute. They out. So, you know, come fuck with us when you got a chance. She was like, okay, okay. So I go upstairs preparing for the shorty to come who's looking for the parks. Time pass. I get a knock on the door. I open the door. It's shorty. With, like, that I was just with, like, Freckles. With the boyfriend, Freckles. Yeah, we're going to call her Freckles. She was wearing a romper, too, but we're going to get to that. Ooh, I got a poof. I don't expose this part, but we're gonna fix it. But so she comes to the room. I open the door. She like, wow, she amazed by the room, as she should be, because I was. Then I'm playing my music that's unreleased. Y'all gonna hear this song. And low key from this story, if you listen to it and you listen to my song, like down the road, you gonna feel that. But I was rapping the shit and she was like, yeah, keep this on. So she looking at me with that, I wanna kiss you look. And I'm bet, went straight in, you know what I mean? My girl is looking for the fucking parks outside. This is all going on. She in my room. So then she like, you got a condom? Then I went through my homie's shit, like, man, I need one. I start running through my homie's bags. I didn't have one, nothing. Shorty over there sitting, you know, like, it's like the chairs next to this big window. She's sitting there. She's like, is that the ocean? And I'm, nah, baby, that's the lake. You feel me? And I told her, like, I was by her neck, and I was telling her, like, you know, I don't have no condom. She was like, good, because I got a boyfriend. I don't need to be doing this at all. Like, I'm like, shit, it's whatever to me. Like, I didn't say that, but I just start kissing her neck because I didn't give a fuck, because I have somebody looking for the parks. Like, what's up? It don't mean shit to me. But when I'm kissing her neck, I must be like a motherfucking tongue masseuse, because she dropped that romper quick. And when she dropped it, it was, like, amazing, because she was a little yellow bone. So I was, like, I took a step back, and I looked at her body first. And I was, like, damn, like, real video vixen shit. And I'm, like, what the fuck? And then I'm, oh, she want me to fuck her. Damn. See, that's why, kids, if you're a pretty motherfucker like me, you better keep them gold things on you, because you don't never know when somebody ready for that shit, bro. I learned the hard way. Don't be like me. Don't be like D Green, man. Don't be like Money Is. Kids, listen. Please don't. So I did the honors, of course, like a real G. And shit. I laughed after. We both was laughing. It was funny. And she left. And then the girl who was supposed to come was like, my roommate called me and I got to pick her up now. Like, I was looking for parks for 10 minutes. It's super hard to get parks. So I'm like, damn. Because if she would have came up, she bisexual. It would have been a whole party up in that motherfucker. That's when I'm doing that Denzel meme. Like, damn. Like, I'm like, shit, there go another one that slipped. I was having threesomes slip out my hand left and right. And all my friends having them telling me shit. I had nothing to say about it. And trust me, when you do, I'm gonna say one thing about this threesome shit. That head at the same time, it's unbelievable. It feels like you coming the whole time. I didn't know I didn't know what I was doing. Like, my shit was just like, damn, nigga, I love you, bro. That's all it was telling me.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
That's... And then, no, this ain't even over.
There's more?
So I go to my phone, get on FaceTime, like, hey, bro, guess what happened? They looking at me. You know, they got the droopy face. They just ate some Hooters off lean.
Yeah.
They or some lazy. Gee, that's real.
Nigga, what are you doing, nigga?
You send me that. So I tell bro, I'm like, gee, I just hit this bitch, bro. It wasn't even shorty. It's some other girl who's staying up in here. He just looking with droopy face. And then they came back, still had the droopy. I'm like, yes, nigga, yes. And then my homie, who this imaginary bitch you talking about? D Green talk about imaginary hoes, y'all. Da-da-da. I'm like, gee, she might mess around, come back up here. I don't know. What do you know? An hour later, everybody laying down except me. I get a knock on the door. Shorty come in, because ain't no girls been in there except her. And they looking up like dogs and shit. You know that meme with the dog, like with the nigga who made it out?
Yeah.
They was just hopped up and shit. And Shorty was rubbing on my stomach and shit. Niggas knew that I really, you know, did my thing. Then she was like, yeah, I beat his ass, da-da-da. I listen. Let's go back to the boyfriend thing. Now, you know, I knew it was real then because her nails was broke. I just fucked a nigga bitch in the same hotel under an hour. Man. If that ain't a testament of God, I don't know what is. Because I didn't ask for shit. That mean, I know I'm, that's a blessing right there.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't mention sex to that girl not once. That's on Rodney Cows. Not once.
That's crazy. That's, yeah, I don't.
In real talk, I think she was like a porn star, though. And she said she had a meeting and shit. Remember you told that girl that I was dating a porn star? And I was here one day.
Yeah, and she said,
I was like, she was like, what's your name? I'm like, D'Angelo. She was like, no, I don't know. I was like, DJ? She's, oh, yeah, Mark said you're dating a porn star. This nigga Mark. But I did give her that look like, like, what do that mean?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
You remember we met that porn star at a Yes Jewel shit?
Who?
At Marquee.
Who?
Me and you.
I don't remember that. Oh, yeah. That old you porn that? Star?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
We forgot her name.
I don't remember her name.
You know my friend fucked the porn star.
That's wild.
You fucked Valerie K.
What?
Yes.
That's one of my favorites.
Oh, she's everybody's favorite.
Damn.
So yeah, I'm trying to get to the porn star status. Like kick it with porn stars. Do lit shit.
Yeah.
Kick it with models. But I'm just a good person. I just like to have a good time, you know?
Yeah.
People come. I like porn stars because they're confident in what they do. Like they're just confident. Like once you damn near got your picture leaked or some shit, you got to be confident. All this sad shit got to get out the window. Y'all letting people.
It comes back to
y'all
sadness.
Letting. Yeah, this is what the podcast is about. We gonna name this podcast Confidence. That's what it is. People, believe in your motherfucking self, but you can't be a goofy though. See. It's a lot of goofies that, you know, work this shit out, figure it out, you know, take a step back and then be confident and be sound with your decision. But be flexible to change, you know, you can always change, but, you know, it's okay to be wrong. Just like Kanye says it, like, he's just expressing himself, like, you know, we just human at the end of the day. Yeah, so that's what it is. So that's what I had to get off my chest, the confidence thing. Yeah. All right. Quit all that sad shit, man.
So real quick, just because it's Christmas and we got Christmas-themed podcasts throughout this whole month.
Ho, ho, ho's. Hope you're listening.
That last podcast we did with Aries, we just went through our personal favorites or our favorite Christmas songs. We did top fives and shit like that. So I just want to real quick ask you what D Green's favorite Christmas song is, if you have one. We're going to play it. We're going to let it ride, too.
Yeah, we're going to let it ride.
What's it called?
Hey, this is Chi-Town Christmas, man. It's Jeremiah and Cheno, man. You know what it is. Real Chi-Town shit.
Snow's in the air, tree everywhere. Wind from the lake, something in the air. Christmas is here. Bring your lady cheer. Zero below you, yeah, only in a go. Ring, ring, I know. When she hit the phone, what? Just push it on. Saw on the streets, Tim's on my feet. Best time to give, shot time it is. Fam all around, trying to run the town. Loud how it smells, space off there. Bucket full of wings, trying to get my five golden rings. Ballin' for the cheers, drink some. Get your smoke on. When the break, no school zone. Footwork, yeah, and get your step on. Yeah, yeah. When a Merry Christmas. This is what we call a Chi-Town Christmas. This is Chi-Town, this is Chi-Town Christmas.
It was snowing,
this
man.
Is how we do it in America.
It's a shout out, it's a shout out Christmas. This is what we call a shout out Christmas. It's a shout out, it's a shout out Christmas. This is how we do it in the Midwest. Jam out on the beat, lighting up a tree. Seven nominee, I cannot believe. Pray for 79, pray for 79. For a city all the way to over east. I've been going in, snowing summer 10, frozen on my limb. Big salt truck, now I'm flying in. When you wanna land, man, you bear again. Big boss bucks, baby. Finna hit the plaza. Cop a couple plasmas. You don't want no asthma. Mouth sauce, my wings. Nice at the ring. These are a few of my favorite things. When I'm having Christmas, this is what we call a shout out Christmas. This is shout out, this is shout out Christmas. This is how we do it in our Midwest. This is shout out, this is shout out Christmas. This is what we call a shout out Christmas. This is shout out, this is shout out Christmas. This is how we do it in our Midwest.
That's hard.
Yeah.
No, for real. If you if y'all haven't heard Jeremiah's Chance the Rapper Christmas mixtape,
yeah, y'all check that out, man. Y'all check that out.
Yeah, no. Go ahead, Google the whole thing. It's like 9 tracks and it's good. It's very, very good. If you fuck with Christmas, you'll fuck with that. And then
but y'all don't be getting snow out here, so that's like it's tough.
Nah, we gotta go out for the snow. We gotta drive up.
Yeah, that's sick. But it's and another thing too, this is a disclaimer. This is not for the weak hearted. Like if you be at home and you be sad, you probably mad at me and shit, but you can't do shit about it. So and then another thing, I say bitches is in like a term of endearment. Like that mean like you my nigga, like you cool. Like we talking about like the chick that's the confident, you feel me? Like a Rihanna, you know what I mean? Like you can't fuck with that bitch type shit, you know what I mean? You want to be that bitch, right?
It's not demeaning. It's not disrespectful.
Yeah, so, because I know there's a lot of lighthearted motherfuckers out here, but, you know, it's Chi-Town, baby.
So that's the moral. All right, so appreciate you.
Anytime, man.
Coming through.
Hey, part two, the video version.
The video version is coming.
When is it?
I'm going to have a...
It's going to come out in January sometime.
It's going to be next month. I'm going to have a camera. I'm going to have mics.
How many listens before we release that? We got to have the listens right. We got to get this shit popping, you feel me?
We're going to have it pop. By the time we get out there, I'm going to get out to Chicago. I'm going to do a little tour. Money is...
First time.
First time ever Chicago.
This is big, bro.
Yeah. We're going to 79th. We're going to Lakeshore.
Yup. We're getting Harold's.
Nigga, is it even open at that time? I'm going to be there late.
When you in Chi-Town, you know all the Harold's that's open late. All
right,
the real ones do.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to go out there. It's going to be some good shit. As far as Jessie's concerned, I'm not counting this as an episode that she's on because she didn't say one word. I think she said no, and then I think she said...
I've never been in Chicago.
Yeah, she can't. She don't want to speak on this. It makes sense.
Yeah, I can't comment on that. And I don't have any crazy ass hookup stories. So.
Well, we all know that it's a lie, but that's okay.
That's not a lie.
I'm just kidding.
So
that's okay. That's,
I got no, more stories. Cool. I got more stories too, but
it doesn't count. It doesn't count, right?
I made the drive. It fucking counts.
Nah. That's all right, mate. We'll discuss it off the. We'll discuss it off air. But whatever. Yeah, that's That's episode 20. What is it?
29.
Oh, yeah, 29. Thank you. See? There you go. You're earning it.
Get the fuck out
of here. Damn, what is it? What was it? Oh, yeah. We were going to do this one. All right, so hit the outro, and then we out.
Yeah. Do Goofy movie. You did that before?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yo, that shit is amazing. All them songs. Jesus Christ.
Goofy movie title, man.
My father wanted to be a superstar after that shit. Shit.